Residents of Hempstead Village on Long Island will meet tonight to discuss the town's proposal to revitalize downtown. The $2 billion plan would create new housing, restaurants, and commercial space around a downtown hub of train and bus stations. Residents say they're concerned about the low percentage given to affordable housing units, the absence of a jobs program for Hempstead residents, and concerns about subsidies to developers that could lead to tax increases in the future. WBAI's Rebecca Miles spoke to Mimi Pierre Johnson from New York Communities for Change, who says as exciting as the redevelopment project is, what they want to fight for is true benefit for the residents who live in Hempstead.
There are no guarantees right now that the jobs, the housing, protection for the small businesses and, you know, tenants, there are no guarantees for those things. We want to see like a performance arts center for the young people there, and there's no guarantees for that either. And we want to make sure there are no tax breaks for the developer, and instead becoming a burden for the residents of Hempstead. So those are the things that we're fighting for. And so New York Communities for Change and other organizations, like, for example, I can give you YEI, ABBA, the Hempstead Coalition of Civics, Heaven, Workplace Project, La Fuente, George C. Barone is one other person we have. We all came together. And so we've been fighting to make sure that those priorities are in a community benefits agreement with the developer and the village board.
Have you had discussions with the mayor and made these concerns known to him? And what has been his reaction?
You know, we form, as I said, with this, all these organizations, New York Community for Change, we've formed a coalition. And we've been in contact with the mayor, and we've sent letters. We've actually been the coalition that went out into the community as a outreach to the community to make sure that they know what's going on. So we collected over 3,000 signatures, and we took that to the mayor and its board. We've had meetings with, you know, the mayor. We've had meetings with the developer. So we've been an active force making sure that our voices are heard. So tonight's meeting actually is the opportunity for the community now to come out and voice their opinions and, and make sure that the mayor knows that we are engaged and we want to see a good agreement between the community and the developer.
There's a couple of development projects going on in New York, and mm-hmm. thinking of one I just covered the other night about Seward Park area, where the same complaint is being made by residents that their needs are not being met by the proposals. And I'm also thinking of what went down with the building of the new Yankee Stadium, where even with a community benefits agreement, several years later, people are still waiting for the agreement to be met. Even when you do have agreement, it seems that those can be overlooked. I understand that you're trying to work with the mayor, and apart from asking that your request be met, do you have any other plans to make sure that they are?
Sure, and that was the reasoning behind bringing a coalition together that not only will have the priorities of the community in a way that it's beneficial to them, and it's a good compromise and you know, it's a good piece that we have working with the mayor, but we also want to have compliances. So, you know, our coalition wants to make sure that should we get all the things, I mean, we may not get everything that we want, but should we get the majority of these priorities that we're asking for, how do you implement that to make sure a couple of years down the line, people seem, you know, to forget, because this is a project that's supposed to last about 10 years. So we have a component where we are going to have the compliance, legal compliance, where if the developer, whatever you sign, you don't keep up, then he's going to have fines and other types of mechanisms to make sure that, you know, he keeps his promise.
So I understand that one of the objections to this plan is that only 10% of the new housing units would be at what they call an attainable rate. Your group or the coalition, as far as you know, would like a bigger percentage for reasonable priced apartments for the average person to be able to afford. What percentage are you looking for?
Well, right now we're standing at 35%. And when we say attainable, you know, there's a group of people that I think a lot of people have forgotten about. There are a group of hardworking families that are out every day that would love to live in such a wonderful, you know, beautiful new development. And the way that it stands right now, they will not be able to live there. And we're talking about even someone making $50,000. So, you know, our fight is to make sure that the middle class, the people who are working hard and who want to make a choice and live there. What about a senior citizen who no longer wants to live in their home because it's hard to maintain, but, you know, they have enough income to go there. They won't be a part of it the way that 10% at the way that it is right now. So that is a big fight, and we know it is, but it's the right thing to do for those residents that has been there for so long just waiting for something like this to happen. So those are the ones that we are fighting for.
Mimi Pierre Johnson is an organizer with New York Communities for Change. She spoke with WBAI's Rebecca Miles.